We are in Mathare. This is a river that caused a lot of havoc. And we are trying to do a rescue mission for us to be able to get people off this location. So currently we have cases of 15 deaths that were caused. This river busted, and all these you see, all these locations used to have people's houses. They have all gone. And you see the other side, all this, those are the still water flooding. So things are not right. And the other side, I'll show you where we have a lot of houses that have been swept away. I have with me about 5,000 households that people that their houses were swept away. And it's not a good scene. As Transformers Organization, we're trying to get the correct data so they can have a humanitarian support to give them I can call it a decent living and a harmonious location for them to get their life started.
Are you a community leader in that area? What are you and your people trying to do to help these people who are in need?
Well, you know, as I told you earlier, we've lost 15 people that are confirmed. And that is sad. We are, you know, losing a life because of the flood at the middle of the night is really strong. So as Transformers Organization, we've set up our call center. We are receiving donations for what we've done so far. We're receiving donations, but we're not giving all the donations. We only gave grains, the food stuff. But for the few, we only provided like 50 blankets. But through friends, we've gotten over 200 blankets now. But what we talk about, we need now to have a clear identity, data verification. We go to the house to house. So from yesterday, we've been taking data, critical data, and we have it in our space. And not only sending this data, we go. Like I've been to this house, every doorstep, getting their data and sending even to the friends that were able to support. Some have come that they would like to support, and we are even calling for the medical teams to come and, you know, maybe you can only provide the food, but that people who are doctors, you know, nurses can come and provide. The children are here suffering, you know, food. That's what we are trying to do, just bring everybody on board. And
earlier today, President Ruto convened a cabinet meeting following the floods. They are trying to figure out how to respond to some areas that have been hit so hard, affected, like your place that you're speaking from. Isn't that a way of showing that they care? The government is trying to help the people in need.
Well, I would tell you, it's easy saying than done. You know, the government talks. I'm not a guy of talks. I need action to be taking place. I need to see that what they said is being implemented. They're not implementing anything. It's almost a week now, because this thing happened on Wednesday, and now we are on Tuesday, and almost a week. What have they done? There's no even, these people do not even have insurance covers. So how will they say that they want to be active when after the occurrence of an event? This should be planned, that they know we have this kind of number of slums and what is the projection. Yes, we need to get them out of that space. They have not even come. Even now, are you seeing any government vehicle here, or any person from the ministry of local government? They're not here. We are only here trying to get all these things. So it's a board of talk, and it's high time we get out of the talks and we start actual implementation of what the treaties that we make.